Now, started in 1917, the International Association of Lions Clubs is now the world's largest service organisation, with over 1.4 million members in more than 43,000 clubs throughout the world. Billericay Lions are best known for their annual Christmas sleigh street collection and the Saturday morning bookstore in the High Street. But here to tell us more is Steve Walters from Billericay Lions. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Bob. Thanks for inviting me in.
Oh, you're welcome. If I can just move your microphone around a little bit. There we are.
Okay.
That's it. We'll be able to hear you much better now. So, Billericay Lions, tell us all about it. How did you get involved for a start?
Well, I've been a member for 27 years now.
Really?
And really, it started for me at my daughter's secondary school. There was an evening event. I can't remember what it was now, yep. But I was talking to another parent who was a Lion, and he said after the evening was over, he was going up to Stock to meet up with some fellow Lions, sell some raffle tickets around the local pub to raise money.
Lovely.
And would I like to go along and meet them? And I went up there, enjoyed their company, had a good evening. And at the time, I was working up in London, so my life was mainly work and a bit of family, and I wanted to get involved locally.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Went along to a couple of meetings and ended up joining.
And you loved it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
very
good.
Very
yeah.
good. So when was the Lions Club first established?
Well, obviously, as you said, it was started in America in 1917.
Right, yes, I mean in Billericay.
But
yeah,
it came to the UK in the 50s, and okay. then in the 60s and 70s, it really expanded, and Billericay was formed in 1979.
Okay, oh, well, yeah, okay. Yeah. So how many members have you got today, then?
We've got 24 now.
Okay, yeah. Are you looking to increase the membership?
Oh, yes, we're always happy to have new members.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Share the work around.
So how do you actually join up? Is membership open to everyone?
Yeah, the membership is open to everybody. It's really a case of get in touch with us, get to meet us. What we like to do, come along to a meeting or two, maybe come along to one or two of our fundraising events or something.
Right.
So you get to know what we're all about. We get to meet you, and membership is officially by invitation. But if it looks as if you're going to be the right person to join us, then we're very happy to have new members.
Yeah, lovely. So where do you actually meet?
We meet at Burster Golf Club.
Oh, okay.
It's on a Monday evening, twice a month. One meeting's a business meeting. The other meeting's more of a social meeting.
Oh, okay,
you know,
yeah.
We have speakers. Sometimes we go out on visits. We have a putting competition or a bowling evening, things like that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, very good. Yeah. So tell us what the club is all about. What are the main aims of the Lions?
Well, the Lions, it's an international organisation, but basically of local clubs. So what we aim to do is work in and help the local community. We raise our money locally. We aim to spend it primarily locally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, right. So you're raising money for sort of good local charities.
That's
very
right,
good.
Yeah.
And what sort of activities do your members get involved in? You mentioned the bowling and the putting. There must be other things
That's purely social.
Yeah.
I mean, on the fundraising side, our main activities, in the summer we have the beer festival at Billericay Football Club.
Oh, lovely. Right.
Obviously, our Christmas sleigh is our longest running and most successful fundraising event. We do a music concert every year this year it's in June, and we've been running a very successful series of quizzes which we call Taste Of, where we take a particular country and we do a sample menu from that country.
Oh,
and
nice.
In between we run quizzes on things about that country, and that we just had one of those in March, and that raised just over £700.
Excellent. Well, of course, the sleigh at Christmas is very, very popular, isn't it? I mean, I think I was following the Lions on Facebook, and every day you'd publish which streets you'd
yes.
be visiting.
Yeah.
And there were lots of inquiries. When are you coming to our area then? You know?
Yeah.
Does that raise an awful lot of money?
It's a brilliant event for
yeah.
us. This year we raised £7,600-odd.
Fantastic.
It's not just about fundraising. The beauty of that event is we love doing it. The reception we get from the public is fantastic.
Yeah.
They're generous. The kids come out. They're having their photos taken with Santa.
Yeah,
just to see the look in their faces. It's a wonderful event for us to do, and I think it goes down very well with the public as well.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, you actually visited my road, and I came out and took a few photos, but it was a horrible rainy evening that night, and your guys were still there battling through the weather. And well done to them. Very, very good.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a bit about, you mentioned that the charities you support are usually local charities. Tell us about some of the ones you've helped.
Yeah, I mean, last year, we donated something like £11,000 spread across 29 donations.
Fantastic.
The biggest donation we made last year was to a local charity called BOSP. It's Brighter Opportunities for Disabled Children and Young Adults.
Right.
And that was to help them buy a minibus.
Fantastic.
We often donate money for bits and pieces of equipment. We gave £1,500 to Hamelin House, which is a local charity. The previous year, we gave a large donation to Essex Search and Rescue.
Right.
We've put our donations on our website so people can see where the money is spent.
So how do those donations actually happen? Do people come to you and ask for help, or do you sort of have a committee and decide who you want to help? Or
it's done through a committee, certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of it is people approaching us and saying, we need some money, can you help us?
Yeah.
A lot of it... charities that we know and have helped before, we keep in touch with,
course,
and if they've got particular needs, we can talk about it. I mean, this typical thing we do, there's an organisation called Billericay Street Pastors.
Oh, I know them well.
You know of those,
yes. We know them well, yes.
It's a brilliant little community service, and we help them with a little bit of money to get them started.
Yeah, led by a certain noisy Phil.
Absolutely.
We know Phil very well, yes. He's been in several times. Yeah.
So things like that is the kind of local activities that we like to get involved in and help out.
Well, that's great. I mean, one of the good things they've done as well is the defibrillators in the high street, isn't it?
Yes.
And probably indirectly you've helped fund some of that, I expect.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got good working relationships with other organisations. I mean, Billericay Rotary have got their soapbox derby coming up in May.
Yep.
You know, we will help out by manning one of the gates at that for them. We help Billericay Round Table with their fireworks. We man one of the gates for that. In return, some of their guys come out and help us collect on the Christmas sleigh.
Yeah.
So it's a good relationship that we've got in the town.
Fabulous. Well, now, going back to the Christmas sleigh, I noticed the actual sleigh was being pulled by a very nice car. So that leads me on to my next question, really. What sort of support do you get from local businesses?
With the sleigh in particular, we get excellent support from Essex Ford.
Right.
For years, they've provided us with a tow car, and they do a brilliant job of decorating it. And that really adds to the whole image of the sleigh. And also, there's a company called Lincoln Batteries that, for as long as I can remember, have provided us with batteries every year for the sound system and the lights and everything.
Fantastic.
We've got our beer festival coming up, and we're always looking for sponsorship for that. Lots of local companies help with that. It's £50 to sponsor a barrel of beer.
Okay.
You get your name on the barrel, you get your name in the programme on our website. There are barrels available to sponsor. If any local business wants to sponsor a barrel, get in touch with us, please.
Sounds good. When is that? When's the beer festival?
That's the weekend of the 23rd to the 25th of June.
Okay.
It's at the Billericay Football Club. It's the eighth year we'll have been doing it, and it's a great event.
Yeah.
Because the venue means they can put a marquee out next to the football ground. We've also got the clubhouse itself, so it's relatively weatherproof. Bit of music out there, we've had some really successful events.
Sounds wonderful. I'll have to come along and do a live report from the...
please do.
We'll do it early in the day, though.
Okay.
And if you let me have all the details, we'll make sure that goes on our events guide so it gets a bit more publicity
for you.
Fantastic. So what's coming up other than the beer festival for the club in the near future?
Well, our next fundraising is on the 10th of June.
Right.
It's a concert at Mayflower School Hall with a concert band called the Harmony Concert Band. The theme is Out of This World, and it features music from Sci-Fi Productions, big band pop and classical. Tickets are £12 each.
Right.
Please, if your listeners would like to support us, get in touch with the club through our website is the easiest, and we'll be happy to see you there.
Fantastic. Well, we'll put all the details up on our website later on. But if anyone does want to get in touch with you, could you give us the website?
The website is www.billericaylions.com. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, if you're in Billericay, come up to the High Street on a Saturday morning. We've got our bookstall outside Poundland. Come and have a chat with a couple of guys there, or as I say, through the website. We've got an answer phone, which is 0845 833 9849. If you want to get in touch with us there, we'll always call you back.
Fantastic. Well, Steve, that's excellent. Keep up the good work, and thanks very much for coming in today to tell us all about it. That's Steve Walters from the Lions Club of Billericay, and good luck with everything, all your fundraising, everything in the future.
Thanks very much, Bob.
You're very, very welcome.